Erevin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erevin Bavli, Daf Kuf Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Yud Beis. Kishrin Nimin v'Mikdash Olebi Medina. On Shabbos when we tie a string of a heart that broke in the Mikdash, but not outside the Mikdash. In Mitchila, Kan v'Kan also. To tie it for the first time, but here and here, even in the Mikdash, is forbidden. On Shabbos when we cut off a wart, it's considered a mum of blemish until it's removed, and it can be done in the Mikdash but not outside the Mikdash. The kli here and here is forbidden. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef Bavun, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar." Rabbi Yosef Bavun said that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar nima shevikino. Shenifsika v'koshra he enem shamas esako. Baisa says that the Shimon ben Elazar holds if a string or of a harp snaps and one tied it, it does not produce a sound. And the Mishal Shem Emalon v'oinev minamata. While he lowers the remnant of the string from above and makes a bow on the peg below. Tani Shimon ben Elazar oime v'hanan v'alavim v'yisrael v'kleishim ad mesapol. Baisa Shimon ben Elazar says that kohanim, levim, and yisraelim and Kleishir, which is instruments, are ma'akev the korban. Without them, the korban is not valid. Therefore, fixing a harp isn't called, it's called machshirei avoda, preparations for the service of the Beit HaMikdash. And he holds that machshirim override Shabbos. Hoitkan yabelas v'migdash avroi v'medina. Or may cut off a wart in the Mikdash, but not outside the Mikdash. Taman taninan, chatichas yabeltai ein doichin v'achad alahochi. You want to ask, well, the Mishnah says that cutting off a wart from a korban pesach is not deicha Shabbos, doesn't override Shabbos, and here you say that it is deicha. Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi, b'shem Rabbi Vidas, mipnei kilkul paisos. The first answer we give is that Simon quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, quoting Rabbi Vidas, said that here it's deicha due to the messing up of the lottery. The coin merited an avoida in the lottery, and we can't cut his wart to be machshir him, we'll need to do another lottery. Yosi said this is only if they already made the lottery. Amar Shimon Lokesh b'shem Levi sichaye shisei kan b'nefeches ochem b'sheina nefeches. The second answer is Rosh Lokesh quoting Levi sichaye that here we permit when the wart can be crushed by hand. Here we forbid in the Korban Pesach when it cannot be crushed. Shimon ben Yochim Amar Kan Belacha Kan Beyavesha. And Shimon ben Yochim gave a third answer here, which forbid when the wart is moist, and we permit when it's dry. Yosi ben Chanina Amar Kan Beyad Kan Bekli. Yosi ben Chanina answered the fourth answer here, we permit cutting it by hand, here we forbid through a kli. Asked the Shimon ben Yochim Baal Kapara, or the Yosi ben Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. And Shimon ben Yochim holds like Baal Kapara, and Yosi ben Chanina holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The Tani can be calculated in chutz me mavi ba'ise chabur. As the Baisa says, everyone who ruins on Shabbos is exempt, except for one who burns or wounds. Rakapar ama afila ina sarech ledam ina sarech leifia. Rakapar says one who burns or wounds is liable, even if he doesn't need the blood and does not need the ashes. Amar v'yirchan v'hushi ina sarech ledam oy leifia, where the v'yirchan says he is liable only if he needs the blood or the ashes. V'yacha v'chanina v'shem v'yochanan kan v'kan v'lacha anan kaimen v'vushay tzorech l'adam. The final answer of v'vacha quoting v'yochanan is that both here in our Mishnah and here in the Mishnah of Korban Pesach we discuss when it's moist. It's a bridge for Pesach when he needs the blood. Here he does not need it. And halacha yud gimel kain shalaka v'etzboi koi chalav gemi b'migdash avalog medina. If a kohen boots his finger on Shabbos, he wraps a soft reed over it in the Mikdash, but not outside. If nahitzi dam kan makan also, if it's to squeeze out blood, both here and here are forbidden. Uivkin melech al gabi hakevesh v'shosh le'yachlik. We spread salt on the ramp to the mizbeach, lest the kohanim slip. Malin mibor ha'goyla, v'gilgal b'shabbos, mibor ha'godol v'be'ha ha'kar v'yomtuf. You may use a galgal, which is a wheel used to raise a lower bucket on a rope, to draw water from the Bor Hagoyla on Shabbos, and from the Great Pit, and from Bor HaKar on Yom Tov. First, he puts it in chambers surrounding the Azor, the last is outside the Migdash. Gemara says, Yehuda, the Revi, Omar, Loshonu, Elegemi, Aval, Menigirin, Asa, Miplei, Yitter, Begodim. Yehuda Revi said that he may wrap his finger only with a soft reed, but a nice small belt is forbidden because it's an extra garment. Savrin Mema, Yitter, Begodim, Kechisa, Begodim. He holds that extra garments is like lacking garments, but they both disqualify a void in any place. Yaakov Acha b'shem Rav Yosef should say Kedah Rabbi Chanina. Yaakov Acha, quoting Rav Yosef, disagrees. He holds like Rabbi Chanina. Dam Rabbi Chanina b'vad shel yachutz beinoy leben beged lebein beged lebeged. Rabbi Chanina said an extra garment does not disqualify as long as it does not separate between the kohen and a garment of Bidei Kehuna, or between garments of Bidei Kehuna. And that's the Rabbi Chanina. Ezu yeter regardim shtei kod nois. According to Rabbi Chanina, what is considered extra garments is two kaseinos, two mitznafes, two mechasaim, or two avnetim, each of these being one of the four garments worn by the regular kohen. Kohen shaloka betzvoi v'kachalei avnet kol shem avnet posel or ein posel and a malbush. If a kohen bruises his finger and wraps an avnet on it, does any avnet disqualify, or does it disqualify only what is worn for a garment? Tani malin b'diyufi, I should say, metifin b'avak l'chayim b'shabbos. White says we may siphon from barrel to barrel through the yuvi hollow reeds cut on an angle. Once it starts flowing, it all flows by itself. We may cause water to drop from avak, which is a kli with many holes, and one exposes the top opening. Water drops out of many places below. This can be done for a chole, which is a sick person, on Shabbos. Marlin bed yovit mishet micha metifen avak istabai meima ayu istabai meima kuknisa. We may siphon through diuri, which is a kli called a mishet micha. It may cause water to drop from avak. Some say it's to wake the sick person. Some say it's to help him to sleep. In which rain fell and there was a mourner's house or a simcha in it, and he doesn't want the guests to get dirty, he takes straw and spreads it on the ground, as long as he does not do like as he does on a weekday. Tani im malim ba'adoshe b'shabbos im kichas ala chevel oy ala meshicha matir. Baita says, we don't draw water with adosha, which is a pan used in a big scale on Shabbos. If he's concerned with the rope or the string, lest it break, if he uses the bucket and needs to draw many times, it's permitted. The man in Mibar Goyla, Gal, Bashabbos, Mibar Gozel, Mibar Kao, the Yom Tov, the Mishnah said, what women use it, Gal, to draw water from Mibar Goyla on Shabbos, and from the Great Pit, and from Mibar Kao on Yom Tov. Mibar Malin, Mibar Kao, Gal, Gal, the Yom Tov. Why may we use a galgal to draw water from a bo hakar on Yom Tov? Then a b'shar she'ol yisom in a goyla, chonu aloysa be'er, v'hisne rohem, neviim, shuv malin, mibo hakar, b'galgal, b'yom Tov. Yom Tov, when Yisrael ascended from Galus Bavel, they camped around that well. Neviim among them stipulated that we may use a galgal to draw water from a bo hakar on Yom Tov. Veikor be'iru sakar hitiru, ela oysa be'er she'chonu alea bovad. They did not permit all Be'er Sakah, all wells, only the well at which they camped.